Chapter 5. Data Science Life Cycle and Technologies. The earliest recording use of the term data science goes back to 1960 and credited to Peter Knorr, who reportedly used the term data science as a substitute for computer science and eventually introduced the term datology. In 1974, Knorr released his book titled Concise Survey of Computer Methods, with liberal use of the term data science throughout the book. In 1992, the contemporary definition of data science was proposed at the Second Japanese-French Statistics Symposium, with the acknowledgement of emergence of a new discipline focused primarily on types, dimensions, and structures of data. The term data can be defined as information that is processed and stored by a computer. Our digital world has flooded our realities with data. From a click on a website to our smartphones tracking and recording our location every second of the day, our world is drowning in the data. From the depth of this humongous data, solutions to our problems that we have not even encountered yet could be extracted. This particular process of gathering insights from a measurable set of data using mathematical equations and statistics can be defined as data science. The role of data scientists tend to be very versatile and is often confused with a computer scientist and a statistician. Essentially, anyone, be it a person or a company that is willing to dig deep to large volumes of data to gather information, can be referred to as data science practitioner. For example, companies like Amazon and Target keeps a track on and record of in-store and online purchases made by the customers to provide personalized recommendations on products and services. The social media platforms like Twitter and Instagram that allow the users to list their current location is capable of identifying global migration patterns by analyzing the wealth of data that is handed to them by the users themselves. Data science lifecycle. The most highly recommended lifecycle for structured data science projects is the Team Data Science Process, or TDSP. This process is widely used for projects that require the deployment of applications based on artificial intelligence and/or machine learning algorithms. It can also be customized for and used in the execution of exploratory data science projects as well as ad hoc analytics projects. The TDSP lifecycle is designed as an agile and sequential iteration of steps that serve as guidance on the tasks required for the use of predictive models. These predictive models need to be deployed in the production environment of the company, so they can be used in the development of artificial intelligence-based applications. The aim of this data science lifecycle is high-speed delivery and completion of data science project towards a defined engagement endpoint. Seamless execution of any data science project requires effective communication of tasks within the team as well as to the stakeholders. The fundamental components of the team data science process are definition of a data science lifecycle. The five major stages of the TDSP lifecycle that outline the interactive steps required for project execution from start to finish are business understanding, data acquisition in understanding, modeling, deployment, and customer acceptance. Keep reading for details on this to come shortly. Standardized project structure. To enable seamless and easy access to project documents for the team members, allowing for quick retrieval of information, use of templates and a shared directory structure goes a long way. All project documents and the project code are stored and a version control system, such as TFS, Git, or Subversion for improved team collaboration. Business requirements and associated tasks and functionalities are stored in an agile project tracking system like Jira, Rally, and Azure DevOps to enable enhanced tracking of code for every single functionality. These tools also help in estimation of resources and costs involved through the project lifecycle. To ensure effective management of each project, information security, and team collaboration, TDSP confers creation of separate storage for each project on the version control system. The adoption of standardized structure for all the projects within an organization aid in the creation of institutional knowledge library across the organization. The TDSP lifecycle provides standard templates for all the required documents, as well as folder structure at a centralized location. The files containing programming codes for the data exploration and extraction of the functionality can be organized to using the provided a folder structure, which also holds records of model iterations. These templates allow the team members to easily understand the work that has been completed by others, as well as for seamless addition of new team members to a given project. The Markdown format supports ease of accessibility, as well as making edits or updates to the document templates. To make sure the project goal and objectives are well defined and also to ensure the expected quality of the deliverables, these templates provide various checklists with important questions for each project. For example, a project charter can be used to document and project scope and the business problem that is being resolved by the project. Standardized data reports are used to document the structure and statistics of the data. Infrastructure and resources for data science projects. To effectively store infrastructure and manage shared analytics, the TDSP recommends using tools like machine learning service, databases, big data clusters, and cloud-based systems to store datasets. The analytics and storage infrastructure that houses raw as well as processed or clean datasets can be cloud-based or on-premises. D-Analytics and storage infrastructure permits the reproducibility of analysis and prevents duplication and the redundancy of data that can create inconsistency and unwarranted infrastructure costs. Tools are supplied to grant specific permissions to the shared resources and to track their activity, which in turn allows secure access to the resources for each member of the team. Tools and utilities for project execution. Introduction of any changes to an existing process tends to be rather challenging in most organizations. To encourage and raise the consistency of adoption of these changes, several tools can be implemented that are provided by the TDSP. Some of the basic tasks in the data science lifecycle, including data exploration and baseline modeling, can be easily automated with the tools provided by TDSP. To allow the hassle-free contribution of shared tools and utilities into the team's shared code repository, TDSP provides a well-defined structure. This results in cost savings by allowing other project teams within the organization to reuse and repurpose these shared tools and utilities. The TDSP lifecycle serves as a standardized template with a well-defined set of artifacts that can be used to garner effective team collaboration and communication across the board. This lifecycle is comprised of a selection of the best practices and structures from Microsoft to facilitated successful delivery predictive analytics solutions and intelligence applications. Let's look at the details of each of the five stages of the TDSP lifecycle, namely business understanding, data acquisition in understanding, modeling, deployment, and customer acceptance. Stage 1. Business understanding. The goal of this stage is to gather and drill down on the essential variables that will be used as targets for the model, and the metrics associated with these variables will ultimately determine the overall success of the project. Another significant objective of this stage is the identification of required data sources that the company already has or may need to procure. At this stage, the two primary tasks that are required to be accomplished are defining objects and the identifying data sources. Deliverables to be created in this stage. Charter document. It is a living document that needs to be updated throughout the course of the project in light of new project discoveries and changing business requirements. A standard template is supplied with the TDSP project structure definition. It is important to build upon this document by adding more details throughout the course of the project, while keeping the stakeholders promptly updated on all changes made. Data sources. Within the TDSP project data report folder, the data sources can be found within the raw data sources section of the data definitions report. The raw data sources section also specifies the initial and final locations of the raw data and provide additional details like the coding scripts to move up the data to any desired environment. Data dictionaries. The descriptions of the characteristics and features of the data, such as the data schematics and available entity relationship diagrams provided by the stakeholders, are documented within the data dictionaries. Stage 2. Data acquisition and understanding. The goal of this stage is the production of high-quality processed data set with defined relationships to the model targets and location of the dataset in the required analytics environment. At this stage, solution architecture of the data pipeline must also be developed, which will allow regular updates to and scoring of the data. The three primary tasks that must be completed during this stage are data ingestion, data exploration, and data pipeline setup. Data ingestion. The process required to transfer the data from the source location to the target location should be set up in this phase. The target locations are determined by the environments that will allow you to perform analytical activities like training and predictions. Data exploration. The dataset must be scrubbed to remove any discrepancies and errors before it can be used to train the data models. To check the data quality and gathered information required to process the data before modeling, tools such as data summarization and visualization should be used. Since this process is repeated multiple times, an automated utility called IDEA, which is provided by TDSP, can be used for data visualization and creation of data summary reports. With the achievement of satisfactory quality of the processed data, the inherent data patterns can be observed. This, in turn, helps in the selection and development of appropriate predictive model for the target. Now you must assess if you have the required amount of data to start the modeling process, which is iterative and may require you to identify new data sources to achieve higher relevance and accuracy. Set up a data pipeline. To supplement the iterative process of data modeling, a standard process for scoring new data and refreshing the existing dataset must be established by setting up a data pipeline or workflow. The solution architecture of the data pipeline must be developed by the end of this stage. There are three types of pipelines that can be used on the basis of the business needs and constraints of the existing system: batch-based, real-time or streaming, and hybrid. Deliverables to be created in this stage: data quality report. This report must include data summary, the relationship between the business requirement and its attributes, and variable ranking, among other details. The IDEA tool supplied with TDSP, it's capable of generating data quality reports on a relational table, CSV file, or any other tabular dataset. Solution architecture. A description or a diagram of the data pipeline that is used to score new data and generated predictions after the model has been built can be referred to as a solution architecture. This diagram can also provide data pipeline needed to retrain the model based on new data. Checkpoint decision. Before that start of the actual model building process, project must be re-evaluated to determine if the expected value can be achieved by pursuing the project. These are also called go or no-go decisions. Stage 3. Modeling. The goal of this stage is to find optimal data features for the machine learning model, which is informative enough to predict the target variables accurately and can be deployed in the production environment. The three primary tasks that must be accomplished in this stage are feature engineering, model training, and the determination of the sustainability of the model for the production environment. Deliverables to be created in this stage: feature sets. The document containing all the features described in the feature set section of the data definition report. It is heavily used by the programmers to write the required code and develop features based on a description provided by the document. Model report. This document must contain the details of each model that was evaluated based on a standard template report. Checkpoint decisions. A decision regarding deployment of the model to the production environment must be made based on the performance of different models. Stage 4. Deployment. The goal of this stage is to release the solution models to a lower production-like environment, such as pre-production environment and user acceptance testing environment, before eventually deploying the model in the production environment. The primary task to be accomplished in this stage is operationalization of the model. Operationalize the model. Once you have obtained a set of models with expected performance levels, these models can then be operationalized for other applicable applications to use. According to the business requirements, predictions can be made in real time or on a batch basis. In order to deploy the model, they must be integrated with an Open Application Programming Interface, or API, to allow interaction of the model with all other applications and its components as needed. Deliverables to be created in this stage: a dashboard report using the key performance indicators and metrics to access the health of the system. A document, or run a book with the details of the deployment plan for the final model. A document containing the solution architecture of the final model. Stage 5. Customer acceptance. The goal of this stage is to ensure that the final solution for the project meets the expectations of the stakeholders and fulfills the business requirements gathered during the stage 1 of the data science lifecycle. The two primary tasks that must be accomplished in this stage are system validation and project handoff. Deliverables to be created in this stage: the most important document created during this report is for the stakeholders and called Exit Report. The document contains all of the available details of the project that are significant to provide an understanding of the operations of the system. TDSP supplies a standardized template for the exit report that can be easily customized to cater to specific stakeholder needs. Importance of data science. The ability to analyze and closely examine data trends and patterns using machine learning algorithms has resulted in the significant application of data science in the cybersecurity space. With the use of data science, companies are not only able to identify the specific network terminals that initiated the cyber attack, but are also in a position to predict potential future attacks on their systems and take required measures to prevent the attacks from happening in the first place. Use of active intrusion detection systems that are capable of monitoring users and devices on any network of choice and flag any unusual activity serves as a powerful weapon against hackers and cyber attackers. While the predictive intrusion detection systems that are capable of using machine learning algorithms on historical data to detect potential security threats serves as a powerful shield against the cyber predators. Cyber attacks can result in a loss of priceless data and information, resulting in extreme damage to the organization. To secure and protect the dataset, sophisticated encryption and complex signatures can be used to prevent unauthorized access. Data science can help with the development of such impenetrable protocols and algorithms. By analyzing the trends and patterns of previous cyber attacks on companies across different industrial sectors, data science can help detect the most frequently targeted dataset and even predict potential future cyber attacks. Companies rely heavily on the data generated and authorized by their customers, but in the light of increasing cyber attacks, customers are extremely wary of their personal information being compromised and are looking to take their businesses to the companies that are able to assure them of their data security and privacy by implementing advanced data security tools and technologies. This is where data science is becoming the saving grace of the companies by helping them enhance their cybersecurity measures. Data science has made the use of advanced machine learning algorithms possible, which has a wide variety of applicability across multiple industrial domains. For example, the development of self-driving cars that are capable of collecting real-time data using their advanced cameras and sensors to create a map of their own surroundings and make decisions of the speed of the vehicle and other driving maneuvers. Companies are always on the prowl to better understand the need of their customers. This is now achievable by gathering the data from existing sources like customers' order history, recently viewed items, gender, age, and demographics, and applying advanced analytical tools and algorithms over this data to gain valuable insights. With the use of ML algorithms, the system can generate product recommendations for individual customers with higher accuracy. The smart consumer is always looking for the most engaging and enhanced user experience, so the companies can use these analytical tools and algorithms to gain a competitive edge and grow their business. Data science strategies. Data science is mainly used in decision-making by making precise predictions with the use of predictive causal analytics, prescriptive analytics, and machine learning. Predictive causal analytics. The predictive causal analytics can be applied to develop a model which can accurately predict and forecast the likelihood of a particular event occurring in the future. For example, Financial institutions use predictive causal analytics-based tools to assess the likelihood of a customer defaulting on their credit card payments by generating a model that can analyze the payment history of the customer with all of their borrowing institutions. Prescriptive analytics. The prescriptive analytics are widely used in the development of intelligent tools and applications that are capable of modifying and learning with dynamic parameters and make their own decisions. The tool not only predicts the occurrence of a future event, but is also capable of providing recommendations on a variety of actions and its resulting outcomes. For example, the self-driving cars gather driving-related data with every driving experience and use it to train themselves to make better driving and maneuvering decisions. Machine learning to make predictions. To develop models that can determine future trends based on the transactional data acquired by the company, machine learning algorithms are a necessity. This is considered as supervised machine learning, which we will elaborate on later in this book. For example, fraud detection systems use machine learning algorithms on the historical data of fraudulent purchases to detect if a transaction is fraudulent. Machine learning for pattern discovery. To be able to develop models that are capable of identifying hidden data patterns but lack required parameters to make future predictions, the unsupervised machine learning algorithms, such as clustering, need to be employed. For example, telecom companies often use the clustering technology to expand their network by identifying network tower locations with optimal signal strength in the target region. Artificial intelligence. Human beings, or Homo sapiens, often tout themselves as being the most superior species to have ever housed the planet Earth, ascribing primarily to their intelligence. Even the most complex animal behavior is never considered as intelligent. However, the simplest of human behavior is ascribed to intelligence. For example, when a female digger wasp returns with food to her burrow, she deposits the food on the threshold and checks for intruders before carrying her food inside. Sounds like an intelligent wasp, right? But an experiment conducted on these wasps, where the scientists displaced the food not too far from the entrance of the burrow while the wasp was inside, revealed that the wasps continued to reiterate the whole procedure every time the food was moved from its original location. This experiment concluded that the inability of the wasp to adapt to the changing circumstances and thereby intelligence is noticeably absent in the wasps. So, what is this human intelligence? Psychologists characterize human intelligence as a composite of multiple abilities, such as learning from experiences and being able to adapt accordingly, understanding abstract concepts, reasoning, problem solving, use of language, and perception. The science of developing human-controlled and operated machinery, such as digital computers or robots, that can mimic human intelligence, adapt to new inputs and perform tasks like humans is called artificial intelligence, or AI. Thanks to Hollywood, most people think of robots coming to life and wreaking havoc on the planet when they hear the words artificial intelligence. But that is far from the truth. The core principle of artificial intelligence is the ability of the AI-powered machines to rationalize, think like humans, and take actions, mimic human actions, towards fulfilling the targeted goal. Simply put, artificial intelligence is the creation of a machine that will think and act like humans. The three paramount goals of artificial intelligence are learning, reasoning, and perception. Although the term artificial intelligence was coined in 1956, the British pioneer of computer sciences, Alan Matheson Turing performed groundbreaking work in the field of artificial intelligence in the mid-20th century. In 1935, Turing developed an abstract computing machine with a scanner and unlimited memory in the form of symbols. The scanner was capable of moving back and forth through the memory, reading the existing symbols as well as writing further symbols of the memory. A programming instruction would dictate the actions of the scanner and be also stored in the memory. Thus, Turing generated a machine with implicit learning capabilities that could modify and improve its programming. This concept is widely known as the universal Turing machine and serves as a basis for all modern computers. Turing claimed that computers could learn from their own experience and solve problems using a guiding principle known as heuristic problem solving. In the 1950s, the early AI research was focused on problem solving and symbolic methods. By the 1960s, the AI research had a major leap of interest from the US Department of Defense, who started working towards training computers to mirror human reasoning. In the 1970s, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, has successfully completed its street mapping projects. It might come to you as a surprise that DARPA actually produced intelligent personal assistants in 2003, long before the existence of the famous Siri and Alexa. Needless to say, this groundbreaking work in the field of AI has paved the way for automation and reasoning observed in modern-day computers. Here are the core human traits that we aspire to mimic in the machines. Knowledge. For machines to be able to act and react like humans, they require an abundance of data and information of the world around us. To be able to implement knowledge engineering, AI must have seamless access to data objects, data categories, and data properties, as well as the relationship between them that can be managed and stored in the data storages. Learning. Of all the different forms of learning applicable to AI, the simplest one is trial and error method. For example, a chess learning computer program will try all possible moves until the mate in one move is found to end the game. This move is then stored by the program to be used the next time it encounters the same position. This relatively easy-to-implement aspect of learning, called rote learning, involves simple memorization of individual items and procedures. The most challenging part of the learning is called generalization, which involves applying the past experience to the corresponding new scenarios. Problem solving. The systematic process to reach a predefined goal or solution by searching through a range of possible actions can be defined as problem solving. The problem solving techniques can be customized for a particular problem or used for a wide variety of problems. A general purpose problem solving method, frequently used in AI, is means-end analysis, which involves a step-by-step deduction of the difference between the current state and final state of the goal. Think about some of the basic functions of a robot: back and forth movement, or picking up stuff that leads to the fulfillment of a goal. Reasoning. The act of reasoning can be defined as the ability to draw inferences that are appropriate to the given situation. The two forms of reasoning are called deductive reasoning and inductive reasoning. According to deductive reasoning, if the premise is true, then the conclusion is assumed to be true. On the other hand, in the inductive reasoning, even if the premise is true, the conclusion may or may not be true. Although considerable success has been achieved in programming computers to perform deductive reasoning, the implementation of true reasoning remains aloof, and one of the biggest challenges facing artificial intelligence. Perception. The process of generating a multidimensional view of an object using various sensory organs can be defined as perception. This creation of awareness of the environment is complicated by several factors, such as the viewing angle, the direction and intensity of the light, and the amount of contrast produced by the object with the surrounding field. Breakthrough developments have been made in the field of artificial perception and can be easily observed in our daily life with the advent of self-driving cars and robots that can collect empty soda cans while moving through the buildings. Business intelligence versus data science. Data science, as you have learned by now, is an interdisciplinary approach that applies mathematical algorithms and statistical tools to extract valuable insights from raw data. On the other hand, business intelligence, or BI, refers to the application of analytical tools and technologies to gain a deeper understanding of the current state of the company as it relates to the company's historical performance. Simply put, BI provides intelligence to the company by analyzing their current and historical data, whereas data science is much more powerful and capable of analyzing the humongous volume of raw data to make future predictions. An avalanche of qualitative and quantitative data flowing in from a wide variety of input sources has created a dependency on data science for businesses to make sense of this data and use it to maintain and expand their businesses. The advent of data science as the ultimate decision-making tool goes to show the increasing data dependency for businesses. In some business intelligence, tasks could potentially be automated with the use of data science-driven tools and technologies. The ability to gather insights using these automated tools from anywhere across the world with the use of the internet will only propel the use of centralized data repositories for everyday business users. Business intelligence is traditionally used for descriptive analysis and offers retrospective wisdom to the businesses. On the other hand, data science is much more futuristic and used for predictive and prescriptive analysis. As data science seeks to answer questions like why the event occurred and can it happen again in the future, business intelligence focuses on questions like what happened during the event and what can be changed to fix it. It is this fundamental distinction between the W's that are addressed by each of these two fields, that sets them apart. The niche of business intelligence was once dominated by technology users with computer science expertise. However, data science is revamping the business intelligence space by allowing non-technical and core business users to perform analytics and BI activities. Once the data has been operationalized by the data scientists, the tools are easy to use for the mainstream business corridor and can be easily maintained by a support team without needing any data science expertise. Business intelligence experts are increasingly working hand in hand with data scientists to develop the best possible data models and solutions for the businesses. Unlike business intelligence that is used to create data reports, primarily key performance indicators and metrics dashboards, and provide supporting information for data management strategy, data science is used to create forecasts and predictions using advanced tools and statistics and provide supplemental information for data governance. A key difference between data science and business intelligence lies in the range and scale of built-in machine learning libraries, which empower every business user to perform semi-automated or automated data analysis activities. Think of data science as business intelligence on steroids that is set to turn the business analysis world into a democracy. Data mining. Data mining can be defined as the process of exploring and analyzing large volumes of data to gather meaningful patterns and rules. Data mining falls under the umbrella of data science and is heavily used to build artificial intelligence-based machine learning models, for example, search engine algorithms. Although the process of digging through data to uncover hidden patterns and predict future events has been around for a long time and referred to as knowledge discovery in databases, the term data mining was coined as recently as the 1990s. According to SAS, unstructured data alone makes up 90% of the digital universe. This avalanche of big data would not essentially guarantee more knowledge. The application of data mining technology allows filtering of all the redundant and unnecessary data noise to garner the understanding of relevant information that can be used in the immediate decision-making process. Data mining consists of three foundational and highly intertwined disciplines of science, namely statistics, the mathematical study of data relationships, machine learning algorithms, algorithms that can be trained with an inherent capability to learn, and artificial intelligence, machines that can display human-like intelligence. With the advent of the big data, data mining technology has been evolved to keep up with the limitless potential of big data and relatively cheaper advanced computing abilities. The once considered tedious, labor-intensive, and time-consuming activities have been automated using advanced processing speed and power of the modern computing systems. Data mining trends. Increased computing speed. With increasing volume and complexity of big data, data mining tools need more powerful and faster computers to efficiently analyze data. The existing statistical techniques like clustering ART equipment to process only thousands of input data with a limited number of variables. However, companies are gathering over millions of new data observations with hundreds of variables, making the analysis too complicated for the computing system to process. The big data is going to continue to explode, demanding supercomputers that are powerful enough to rapidly and efficiently analyze the growing big data. Language standardization. The data science community is actively looking to standardize a language for the data mining process. This ongoing effort will allow an analyst to conveniently work with a variety of data mining platforms by mastering one standard data mining language. Scientific mining. The success of data mining technology in the industrial world has caught the eye of the scientific and academic research community. For example, psychologists are using association analysis to capture and identify human behavioral patterns for research purposes. Economists are using predictive analysis algorithms to forecast future market trends by analyzing current market variables. Web mining. Web mining is the process of discovering hidden data patterns and chains using similar techniques of data mining and applying them directly on the internet. The three main kinds of web mining are content mining, usage mining, and structure mining. For example, Amazon uses web mining to gain an understanding of customer interactions with their website and mobile application to provide more engaging and enhanced user experience to their customers. Data mining tools. Some of the most widely used data mining tools are Orange. Orange is an open source component-based software written in Python. It is most frequently used for basic data mining analysis and offers top-of-the-line data pre-processing features. RapidMiner. RapidMiner is open-source component-based software written in Java. It is most frequently used for predictive analysis and offers integrated environments for machine learning, deep learning, and text mining. Mahout. Mahout is an open-source platform primarily used for unsupervised learning process and developed by Apache. It is most frequently used to develop machine learning algorithms for clustering, classification, and collaborative filtering. This software requires advanced knowledge and expertise to be able to leverage the full capabilities of the platform. MicroStrategy. MicroStrategy is a business intelligence and data analytics software that can complement all data mining models. This platform offers a variety of drivers and gateways to seamlessly connect with any enterprise resource and analyze complex big data by transforming it into accessible visualizations that can be easily shared across the organization.